We're talking with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, the cattle on feed report came out today. What did it say?
Unfortunately, it's not a friendly report. The numbers, like on feed, was expected at 96.3%. It actually came in at 97%, a little higher. The placement's also higher. They was looking for 112.1%. It came in at 115. And the marketing, just a little bit lower. They was looking for 102.9. It came in at 102. Now, when you look at these numbers, the on feed number at 97% meant that we've got on feed 10.699 million head of cattle. Now, that is the third smallest May on feed of the past 8 years. It's also the smallest monthly on feed of the past 8 months, and it's about 2% below the 3- and 5-year average. Now, when you look at the on feed numbers, Texas was down 6% versus a year ago, Nebraska down 3%, and Kansas was down 1%. Now, looking at the placement number, 115%, that equates to 1.705 million head of cattle placed. Now, that's the second largest April placement of the past 10 years. But when you look at last year's placements that were going against that, last year's placements were the third lowest of the past 18 years. Now, this number today is still the third smallest monthly placement of the past 10 months, and it is about 3.5% above the 3-year average and about 5.5% above the 5-year average. When you look at the placements, Nebraska placed 22% more cattle than a year ago, Kansas 17%, and Texas placed 6% more than a year ago. Looking at the weight breakdown, under 600-pound category was 5.6% more than a year ago, 600 to 699-pound category, 8% more than a year ago, 700 to 799-pound feeders, 19.7% more than a year ago, and 800-plus, 21.3% more than a year ago. Not good news seeing that out there. Now, the marketing number at 102%, that equates to marketing 1.868 million head of cattle. There was one extra kill day this year versus a year ago. This is the second largest April marketing of the past 5 years and the second largest kill we've had of the past, I shouldn't say the word kill, marketing of the past 8 months. Now, it is about 2% above the 3-year average and virtually unchanged to the 5-year average. When you look at the marketing in the top three states, Kansas was down 4%, but Texas was 1% larger, and Nebraska was a whopping 12% larger than a year ago on their marketings out there. Now, when you look at this report, it does not look friendly. The biggest problem is the placements. The biggest problem on the placements is the heavy placements. That doesn't look good for the rest of the summer months as far as prices down the road here. Now, we should be starting to see these placement numbers get smaller, and we should start to see these weights get smaller as we're being plagued by these heavyweight feeders coming in. Now, other than that, we saw today more downside in the cattle market, new contract lows being made in live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. We saw cash this week, mostly 125 to 125.50 in the south. We did see, after the markets closed, reports in western Nebraska and in Colorado of 126.50 being paid. We expect that we'll see some downside come Monday morning at 9:05, but also we expect to see this market take in a little consideration that we've already seen a fair amount of downside in this market. Maybe a little bit of this was already built in. Now, Monday afternoon, we will have the monthly cold storage numbers.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities.